Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on perhaps the most unique Cowboys Monday in the history of the franchise, or at least for a really, really, really long time. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Mickey, what am I supposed to make of all of this?
Well, you know, when I was leaving the press box to go down to the field, I guess they're was two ways to look at it. People in the elevator were all Packer fans, and they were bemoaning, and one guy goes, well, look at it this way. At least it wasn't a loss. And then I'm thinking, and then on the Cowboys, and they were relieved, right? And then I'm looking in the Cowboys' side, and it's like, well, they're really disappointed because they didn't win.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of summed up the feelings probably from both teams that, you know, the Cowboys won the game, what, three times?
Yep.
And then didn't win in the end.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lot of disappointment. You could see it on Brian Schottenheimer's face, you know, when he came in and, you know, he tried to, you know, put on a sort of a happy face that he was proud of the guys, how hard they fought and continued to fight no matter what was going wrong, and, you know, managed to, you know, hang in there. But, nobody likes a tie. And I think that probably summed up the feeling in the locker room afterwards.
Did you get a reasoning on why they decided on the field goal in overtime instead of maybe trying to go for it?
On fourth down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at that point, you know, you had to do what you can do to at least take the lead, right?
Okay.
I think that, you know, the way the defense was playing, you know, if you failed, where were you at? The 4-yard line, I think it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know they had confidence that they could stop a 50-yard drive
to get
right,
a field
before
goal.
They get yeah. a field goal.
Devil's advocate on that, do you think it would have been right to have confidence in them that they could have stopped a touchdown?
Well, no. I see what you're saying. Maybe they should have because they did.
They did. No, you're right. But I guess that was my feeling in the moment, and I don't want to change my opinion based on the result, because like that that feels really lazy. I wanted them to go for it just because, and I totally understand your point about getting points. At that point, I guess I did not have any confidence in the defense to prevent a touchdown.
Right. Well, I see what you're saying. But, you know, if you didn't get it, then, you know.
You were going to lose.
Like,
yeah,
you're
for
gonna
sure.
Lose,
I agree.
Right?
Yes.
Even if, because did they. I was going to count it up here. 1, 2, 3, 4. They scored on 5 consecutive possessions in the second half. But you know what? The Cowboys scored on 5, 6 consecutive, 5 of 6 consecutive possessions from the second quarter on.
Look.
So, but I think, you know, you probably got a feeling that they were at the 5-yard line and they ran 3 plays and really didn't come close to scoring.
It was pretty clunky.
Right?
It
was like, oh, you're first in goal at the 5, right? And they couldn't get it in. And that probably didn't give you confidence that, well, we're 0 for 3. We're going to go 1 for 4.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that was probably the prudent thing to do.
Just because I want it to work doesn't mean it's magically going to be more effective. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that.
The George Pickens, the confidence that Dak got in him last night, how much did that grow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think he had confidence in him the whole time. I think a lot of other people might not have had confidence in him to be able to step up and play. That was the Bartart. You know, you could sit here and go, well, we didn't have Cooper Beebe. We didn't have Tyler Booker. We didn't have CeeDee Lamb on offense. We had part of Trayvon Diggs out there. And you sit there, and then you lost Malik Hooker during the game,
right?
Second quarter, I think it was. And you're sitting there going, but you know what? I had Dak Prescott, and I had George Pickens, and I had Javonte Williams and Kevontae Turpin. And, hey, remember Jalen Tolbert? And they had these other guys that stepped up. T.J. Bass, you didn't hear his name much at all.
Which Brock is usually Hoffman. A good thing. Yeah.
Right, because they, you know, I think one time Bass might have whiffed on something. But they didn't get a sack until overtime.
And that was and a questionable sack.
Yeah, and, you know, no yards. And, you know, it's like the play broke down and you're kind of running for your life to get out of there. And then they lost Tyler Guyton in overtime.
Yeah.
And now you got Nate Thomas in there. So think about the young guys that had to step up. Leofau gets a start. They kept Shamar James active, and then all of a sudden Murray gets hurt, and he got a rookie in there that hadn't played.
Right.
And that wasn't the plan, you know. And you kind of survived. And it's like, if you look at it this way, you're thinking, okay, not bad, not bad. But again, you know, you didn't win, and you had an opportunity. And there were five times you had the lead, and you couldn't hold it. And so that's the disappointing part.
Yeah.
But they had guys step up and play well, and by God, they scored 40 points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again,
score 41 next time.
Did you?
Yeah,
see
right.
This?
Well, or at least hold him to 37 with not 1 second to go.
Did you? By the way, and we can talk about that clock operator.
Yeah, what's the deal? This is home field advantage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let the refs review if that was a zero or not. I say zero, but to your point about scoring all those points. 70 games in franchise history, the Cowboys have scored at least 40 points. They're now 68-1-1.
68-1-1.
Because the only game other than this.
Was it the Denver game?
Exactly.
Yeah. 51-48
or something
like that. That is
correct. Very good.
And they hadn't had a tie since 1969. Think about that. 1969.
Nice.
The majority of the people, 93,000 people in there weren't born.
That's what I was telling my son
last night. My son was like, hold on, they can tie. And I was like, I haven't seen one as for the Cowboys ever in my life. So I don't know.
Well, you know, after watching all the college games the day before, when he kicked the field goal, it went through my mind. okay, 2-point conversions now.
Yes.
That's what I was telling Kevin this
That's
morning.
What Corey said.
I don't know. Hey, I was kind of curious. There was a moment where I looked up and Nate Thomas is at right tackle in place
yes,
of Steele.
Yes,
what happened there?
I think they were getting him ready to get some snaps, knowing that pass blocking was going to be ultimately important in this game, and that's really not Terrence Steele's calling card.
Okay.
And I think that they had him ready to go, from what I understand. And so, and it wasn't a just-in-case thing, well, he's the swing tackle, right? Well, the guy, there's a guy, okay, hadn't played a game of football since 2023, you know, a legitimate game, and you got him at right tackle, and then you needed him at left tackle.
Yes.
And he got out there, and, you know, he didn't hurt you.
Nope.
So, you know, some of these young guys, you know, Schottenheimer said it after the game. He goes, you know, this is, you know, kind of tells you the type of depth we really do have on this team that you could hang in there against the Green Bay Packers, right, who were supposed to beat them by 20 points.
Look, you're right. I was afraid of that, and I will admit, Mickey, my worst fears felt like they were coming true after that second touchdown, and I was
it was 13-0, right?
Yeah, and I was like, this is going to be a freaking massacre.
Especially after the first series when they caught the, I don't know, it felt like a 50-yard pass, but
right.
It was about, what, 30-some yards or whatever, where they, you know, blew the coverage. There's poor Deron Bland, and he's got it's 2-on-1.
Yeah.
That should never happen.
And if
that was the time they decided to put Donovan Wilson close to the line of scrimmage, who was going to blitz, and Reedy Stewart, who I thought played a great game. I guess he thought he was in zone, and he let the guy go, and they occupied the single high safety on the other side of the field. And, you know, somebody should have been running with one of those guys, and there's Bland trying to make a play with two guys on him. So, yeah, when that happened, it's like, seriously, not again, right?
Yeah, well, we looked at that play this morning, and, man, it really looked like in the middle of the Cowboys' defense, to your point, there was a whole lot of confusion.
About... No, they weren't ready for the snap.
No, absolutely. They looked like they were still talking
yes.
the second the ball got snapped.
Yeah, because the linebackers were doing something, I don't know, and Wilson was close to the line of scrimmage, and, yeah, and it's like you almost forget that, right, after it's 40-40. that was the first possession of the game. But it all counts, right? And
yeah.
You know, and just the thing that you had the lead five times and lost it or ended up in a tie, I'm sure that's a bitter pill to swallow.
Absolutely. Now, would you be in favor of our overtime plan now that if it's a tie, you start kicking field goals alternating from 50 yards and keep backing up?
I heard somebody say that, yeah.
It's a good
plan. Like a hockey shootout.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly like that.
Keep backing up. That's good. Start from 45 and then go from there.
I think
right?
we have the advantage there,
yes.
don't we?
No, definitely. We
well,
have
I don't know. Their guy was pretty cold on that 53-yard field goal.
That is true. Give me another 10 yards, and then I'll pay attention to him. Now,
but think about the last play to tie it up. I mean, the before they kicked the field goal, 1 second to go, right? I thought that play, it seemed like it lasted forever.
Yes.
And I looked up and it said one.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what if the ball hit Sanborn in the back and then just popped up in the air instead of falling straight down?
You know what? We actually have come up with all these preposterous theories of like, or what if it would have ricocheted down and then deflected off his foot again? Then it probably would have gone to zero. If Jordan Love would have sailed that pass at all, it would have gone to zero. They got amazingly lucky on terrible time management at the end there.
Oh, yeah. And that pass should have never been thrown, right?
Agreed.
You know, and they actually got a little pressure on him and... or what if he had turned around, although he's running for his life to get in coverage and, you know, did the job he should have done. What if it didn't hit him in the back? What if
yeah.
it hit him in the neck or the
yeah.
helmet, right?
Yeah.
And the ball pops up in the air. That second disappears. That's how close it was. And that's why you sit there and, you know, you just feel like you lost the game and you didn't tie it. But I guess 1-2-1 is better than 1-3, and but it sure didn't feel that way at the end.
Did you happen to get any chance to talk with Kenny Clark after?
I did not.
Okay, I was kind of curious how he felt after that kind of a game, because essentially it's a wash, the trade now, you know, since it was a tie. So,
well, it was his, you know, trade. and he once again played awfully well. You saw him, you know, creating pressure and a couple of tackles, a quarterback hit, and a couple pressures that they don't count on the official stats until you get to something else the next day. But yeah, I thought he was a stud in the middle, although they gave up all those rushing yards.
That is true.
And what happened? It's like that was their calling card, and I know it was overtime, but it was 164 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And that's what really, really hurt, that Jacobs ended up with 86 yards, and the other guy I'd never heard of, sorry, Wilson.
Emmanuel Wilson.
44 yards, right? And it's like, you know, gosh. Needed to do, and the Packers were smart. They kept running the ball. They didn't get totally pass happy, although they did throw the ball 43 times. Dak threw it 40, which was a remarkable performance by him, by the way, without
Agreed.
His number one receiver. And trusting, my goodness, he's trusting Ryan Flournoy, right?
No, it's some big moments.
And the guy had big catches, right?
Dude, that throw that he made to Tolbert was just spectacular. I mean, it was unfortunately he had to roll out and be that far out and everything, but it was an amazing throw.
Yeah, he talked about it afterwards. He goes, you know, I just couldn't get it to the end zone. Well, he was rolling out, throwing off his back foot on the run, right? And that nails him.
And by the way, and props to Tolbert. That catch was amazing as well. Yeah,
I'm sure the Packers were going, oh, he didn't get 2 feet down. And then when they looked at it, oh, yes, he did.
Yeah,
So all these guys did all this stuff, and I don't know that it gives you. It should give the offense confidence, especially coming after. You know, like how do you figure? You know, you do that against the Bears, and then you come and do this. You know, a week later, walk out of Chicago with one touchdown, and in this game you score, I think it ended up being 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Block a kick that's returned for 2 points, and, you know, and it's like you did all this good stuff, but you didn't win. And that's the hard thing to swallow, I'm sure, in that locker room.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Still a lot more to discuss.
Yeah.
We'll pick it back up with you tomorrow.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo.
Thank you, Mickey.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can I tell you just one more thing about the offense against this defense in particular? So Green Bay became the first team since 1967 to allow fewer than 250 total yards in each of its first 3 games. Now, I know that the game ended up going to overtime, so that adds to the stats some, but the Cowboys, I believe, had 436 yards of offense in this game. And then you go back to how good Green Bay has been in the first half defensively. They had given up only 6 points in the first half all season. And they gave up 14 points in, what, like the last 14 seconds of this first half.
Yeah, here's my notes real quick, Kevin, at the very end of the game. With 4:50 left, I thought we left too much time on the clock. This was in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
But because the defense is Swiss cheese, Dobbs gets a third touchdown with 1:45. That might just be enough time for the Cowboys to make something happen. And then the way that it goes. So the Packers defense is also Swiss cheese. Pickens is abusing Valentine. What a huge touchdown. This place is erupting. And it's just, I was thinking, hey, can we get more time off this clock after a 19-play drive?
Yeah.
You know, that resulted in a touchdown. But it was that fourth quarter. This is one of those teams you're going to have to pay attention to, I guess, the entire game, because you don't know what could happen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I kind of want to try something completely different, if that's okay with you guys, though we could sprinkle in some Cowboys as well. But the idea does sports media actually impact the play of the teams it covers? Because we've got Stephen Jones coming up at noon. Jerry's going to be on with Sean and RJ tomorrow. And a future Hall of Famer spoke about this. And so I want to have that conversation with you guys next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.